Baz and AJ News.
The worst is over. Or is it? Before we get to that, a pickup truck submerged in Stanford with the driver trapped inside, a baby born in a car in Hartford.
Oh, my God.
Pandemonium.
Unbelievable.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's get some reports from the Roods. If you're driving around, we'd love to hear if it's bad or good. If it's just okay, we're fine. But if it's bad or good where you are, call us at 1-877-764-2535. 8 to 20 inches, depending on where you're at. And it looks like we did reach blizzard conditions for a few hours in Waterbury and Bridgeport.
Ah.
You know what blizzard conditions are, AJ?
That's like whiteout conditions. You got the wind. You got the snow. You can't see where you're going.
That's right. You got the wind. You got the snow. You can't see where you're going.
Exactly. Blizzard.
Bridgeport, New Haven, 15.2 inches. Danbury, 19 inches.
Damn.
Barry, Milford, 14 inches. Norwalk, 15.9 inches. Burlington, 18 inches.
Woohoo!
You go, Burlington.
Pomfret, 2 inches.
Pomfret,
what?
Really?
Pomfret.
Pomfret, it's okay. Yeah. It was cold out. It doesn't always happen.
Pomfret pooted out.
El Centro, California, 0.
Wow.
Thank you, Trucker
and,
Steve.
How about Yuma?
There could be another storm coming. They're saying maybe AM snow showers on Wednesday.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
That doesn't sound like a storm.
No, snow showers.
They say next Wednesday in this. Does that mean not tomorrow, but next Wednesday?
Like
I don't think I don't think the next Wednesday. I think it's tomorrow.
We'll look into it.
Yeah.
All right. Is ground... Take two.
What is it with that?
Groundhog.
All right, hold on. Let's get a quick report from Trucker Kevin, and then we'll find out about Groundhog Day. Kevin.
The main roads are fine, but just be careful because there's so much snow, they may not be pushed back right to the curb, so the lanes may be narrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a good report. Yeah. You know why? Because some of these driveways... The snow gets plowed right out into the road. So you take a corner, it's like,
oh, snow
drift.
Oh, yeah.
Sideways.
Add a couple of jumps way over here.
May not be open curb to curb, but the main roads are fine. Side streets not quite as good. And I don't know how it is getting into the city, but the main roads are fine.
Yeah, I noticed the closer I got to civilization, the better it was. So if you're out in the sticks, be ready. And then as you get closer, it gets better.
Get a All team right. of horses.
Thank you, Trucker Kevin. Be careful out there.
I appreciate that.
Well, is Groundhog Day happening? Is Chuckle still alive? How do you do it with COVID? Mayor Jay Moran, good morning.
Good morning. You cut me off. I love it. First day in the morning. Screech number two, huh? Wow. I was told I looked like Screech in high school. That's why I just took my sweater off. I never had a fanny pack.
Oh.
You were tall, Screech.
You're a little tall for Screech.
Right.
Yeah, and I was the hair, I believe. That's about it.
Right.
I'll send you photos someday. You'll have a good time with it.
Wasn't the personality
today
at all,
would be
no.
the day if you were going to send them.
Yeah, man.
I'll send it to them when we get off the air. Absolutely.
All right, snow totals in Manchester?
I'm going to guess 8 to 10. I don't think we got a foot. Okay. I was out a few times yesterday. I didn't blow after 9 o'clock, so we got a few over the night time all here. Right. But I think more south you were, you got more.
Yeah, which is weird, right?
Yeah, it is weird. I'm not used to all that snow on the island, you know.
Nope. All right, let's talk about Chuckles. Are you still doing it?
Yeah, we're doing it. It's like Christmas Day in Manchester, so it's a holiday and we don't ever stop, you know. So I do have some breaking news, which I could have shared with any news outlet, but come on, Chaz and AJ, come on, who needs Fox? Or
would you break now?
Yeah, we got...
All right, hold on.
So,
hang on.
Wait.
Let's go to the news center.
Go!
We have breaking live news from Manchester. Let's go to our tribe member and mayor of Manchester, Jay Moran. Jay?
Good morning. So, we all know that we lost Chuckles the 10th last spring, and or early this summer. I went sometime in the last 6 months. And
so it's funny when the mayor doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's like he died. Yeah,
well, he died at some point.
He's busy. Yeah.
I can't keep track of all this.
Right.
He died.
So I got lost at Fanny Pack. So anyways, we're back to Chuckles, and Chuckles passed away, and we had another Chuckles. And by the time we went to go pick Chuckles up, the newest Chuckles, which before it was ordained or blessed Chuckles, the 11th, passed away. So,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We are... And with and you talk about COVID, Chaz, you know, we've had to have interviews.
Hold on, wait. So like this is like interviews. The Pope. You're on your way to becoming the Pope. You're in the car and you die.
Yeah. Done.
Wow. You know, we take the groundhogs from, you know, they rehab them. They find them on the side of the road.
That's right.
Little cardboard signs.
That's why they never live very long. Already close.
Right. Three quarters.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a little history lesson today because I guess the hedgehog was originally the one that predicted the weather. And Phoebe, we have at the Lutz Museum, used to translate for Chuckles the 10th because Chuckles the 10th was blind. So Phoebe will give us a prediction in honor of the ancient hedgehogs who were the original prediction of weather of winter.
Seems to me that a blind groundhog wouldn't be able to see its shadow.
No, but a great blues singer.
That's why Phoebe the hedgehog was very helpful. She's there and she predicted the Chiefs last year. Come on. She predicted the Chiefs and she was right. So we got to go with it.
I don't think that helps the image of Manchester that you have a blind groundhog and it needs assistance from another rodent.
Right.
It's not hedgehog day.
It means we're very welcoming, Chaz. We accept everyone and, you know,
I guess
we're
right.
Just a welcoming community. You know, but, you know, you hear it live here on Chaz and AJ. It's been a secret for a while, although who knows? You know, Phoebe has a big mouth. She might have been telling everyone. So.
All right.
Possible.
When do you guys do this? In an hour, right? Less than an hour, actually.
Yeah, and I had to – I've been up all night studying hedgehog because I can translate.
That's right.
Groundhog.
You're the one who has to translate it to
to the masses.
Well, did the media even show up?
It's a slower dialect. It's not the – it's more a –
like a stone down.
I'm practicing this, and I'm in AJ, calling AJ to help me.
Right. Here is now. It says early spring. Mayor's sexy.
Looks like Screech.
And it wants to have relations with you.
Looks like Screech, thanks.
Wants to hide in your belly button.
The hedgehog's going to come out and say,
I get up early for I get up.
Is that Screech?
Right.
I thought you were dead. I can't even save for the bell.
Saved by the bell. No, well, Chuckles is not saved by the bell, that's for sure.
All right. Did any television crew show up? Because they're busy covering other stuff.
I don't know. I'm about to go over there and find out. And I don't know if they don't get the breaking news like you guys get, you know.
Right. I appreciate that.
Yes, thank you for breaking news.
All right. We're going to go. But when you get there, Mayor, let us know so we can record you if you're live on television. I have a feeling it's going to be quiet because they're all covering the snow stuff.
Today. Well, there won't be any kids there this year because of COVID, so it'll be kind of quiet. There's no children there, and they won't be singing song.
This is the worst year to be the groundhog.
It really is.
In Manchester.
Exactly.
You don't want to be Chuckles.
Right.
During one, COVID, two, snowstorm.
Right. Plus, their Chuckles always die.
Yeah. All right.
Plus, you know, maybe if we put a mask on Phoebe, no one will know it's actually a hedgehog.
Watch you suffocate accidentally. Oh no, not this one too.
All right. So I'll update you later, guys.
All right.
Please
keep us posted. Thank you, Mayor.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Drive safe.
Right, Mayor of Manchester, Jay Moran. It's Groundhog Day. I have a feeling it won't be well covered this year.
No.
One, COVID.
Right.
Two, snowstorm.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, the hedgehog is on the phone? Hold on. Hello, hedgehog?
Phoebe.
Yeah. Phoebe? Hi, Phoebe.
Hi.
Yeah. Are you ready to predict spring, summer, winter?
It's too freaking cold outside.
What's that?
It's too cold outside.
It's too cold.
Yeah, it's way too cold.
Oh, wait, what? Someone's telling me you have your prediction in a song?
I do.
Okay.
Hey, it's the hedgehog. That's me, Groundhog. I got fumbles this morning. Haven't had my coffee yet. Stop laughing at the hedgehog.
Where do you get your coffee from?
It's a little hedgehog serving.
I have a little, I have a little Keurig in here. I have a Keurig in here. And I make myself coffee. I can really use a beer. You gotta stop living. In early spring.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what I'm saying?
Oh. What a tease.
You're gonna die. You're just gonna die.
I'm gonna go now. Bye.
Morph from groundhog to dirt pig at the end.
Dirt pig?
Dirt pig.
Yeah, groundhog. Dirt pig.
All right, a pickup truck doing donuts in the parking lot ended up in the water.
Oops.
Well, that's what we're hearing. Uh-huh. It's not confirmed. So if you're the pickup truck driver, don't sue me.
Right.
Stanford Fire Department Water Rescue responded to Cummings Park for a vehicle in the water. Upon arrival, firefighters found one female occupant standing in the bed of the submerged truck. A second male occupant could not exit. The cab was trapped inside.
Oh, God. Oh, no. That's
Can
scary.
You imagine?
Yeah. Nope.
Icy cold water and yeah.
Just standing outside yesterday.
Right.
Knocking the snow off the car was brutal.
Right.
Now you're in the truck in the water.
Right.
No, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll hit the zero.
Now we're doing donuts, though.
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah, you got to dunk your donuts.
You allegedly get what you ask for.
You could also spin out accidentally.
Firefighters donned cold water rescue suits and used aerial truck one to remove both occupants. While in the process of attempting to free the guy, the vehicle fully submerged. Firefighters were able to maintain physical contact with the occupants, which means they went down with the truck.
Yep.
Sounds like they got him out the back window. Members of the department's dive team were entering the water at this time. They weren't needed for the rescue. Both occupants of the vehicle were evaluated by Stanford EMS. One was transported to Stanford Hospital. I'm guessing the guy.
Yeah.
Fire department divers remained at the scene to help get the truck out of the water. Here's some audio. Can't really tell what's happening, but you see the ass end of the truck bobbing out of the water.
Yeah.
You see her standing in the bed.
Right.
You see the giant ladder for the ladder truck.
Extending it out, yep.
Extending out.
Good idea, really.
They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Time, yeah.
Well, this is the thing when you bitch about what they get paid.
Uh-huh.
All right, go ahead. You do it.
Exactly. Great.
Yeah.
First, take my truck.
Right. First of all, if you're in that truck in the water, you're not going to bitch about their salary.
No, you're not.
Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's tough. You're dealing with nervous people, freaked out people. Can you imagine that, though? It's tough when you're trying to do something cool and then the opposite happens.
Yeah. It's happened many times.
Tough to look cool when you're doing donuts and you end up in the water.
Bloop. Yep.
And everybody has to come out and save you.
Yeah, yep. Now you got the gawkers.
Yeah.
Drag him in, Derv. Go. Go. Want to retract, Chief?
You're listening to a couple of people being rescued from a submerged pickup truck in the water in Stanford yesterday.
Get your hands out of there.
MC Hammer?
Don't touch that. You'll get pinched.
Or MC Hammer.
Don't touch that.
All right, let's go. Out of the water you go.
Over enough,
wow, pretty amazing.
Yep. Good job.
Nice job. We'll talk to Tom G later around 7:30. Who texted me. We were texting yesterday. He says, I wish I was there. Not. Great rescue. Nice job. All right. So you got the pickup truck in the water in Stanford yesterday.
Yeah.
And then a baby born in the front seat of a car in Hartford.
Wow.
A baby.
It's like a baby!
It's like an Allman Brothers song.
Hartford Healthcare said Caitlin Vecina of Lebanon unexpectedly delivered a baby in the front seat of her car as they pulled up to Bacchus Hospital Emergency Department yesterday.
How hard to slam on the brakes?
Yeah, that's never how I want to give birth.
Caitlin's husband, David, said he ran into the emergency department and shouted his wife was having a baby.
I'm going, congratulations! Knock me outside the parking lot!
Do you do that or do you help her in? I guess you do that. She's probably in so much pain at that point. It's like, yeah, I'm not touching you. Let's get some professionals out
there. Right, bitch him the whole ride.
So he runs in, screams that, and then the staff runs out a few seconds later, and the baby's already there.
Wow, look at that.
Hello, Molly.
The baby said, what kept you?
Na, 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 na.
Molly's in the driver's seat, actually.
Yep.
You have a license to drive that car, baby? No, I'm a baby.
I'm a baby.
Molly has an older sister, 2.5 years old. Who will not get any attention now.
Nope, you're screwed.
At every party, it's like, you know, Molly was born in a car. Well, what about me?
Exactly, right. You were born in a hospital. Shut up.
Yeah, you're fine.
Get my beer.
Bacchus Emergency Department physician Teresa Adams, MD, said this about the delivery, quote, I heard a commotion near the nurse's desk in the front of the ED. I heard someone say, get the baby!
Get the baby.
So I began running, following the staff out into the parking lot. Then someone shouted, the baby's out! The baby's out!
Babe on the run, you're screaming. Sorry.
I realized that it was someone delivering a baby in a snowstorm. Wow, she put it all together. Look at that.
Was it Uber Eats? Who ordered the baby?
And this is a statement from the hospital. The car pulled up in front of the ED entrance. The father had helped mom deliver the baby just before I arrived. The baby was on mom's belly with some blankets covering her. I stimulated the baby and she cried. She looked pink and was breathing well.
There you go. Done and done.
That sounds like me on a Saturday night.
Seriously.
On the floor.
Right.
Then I told mom that I was going to cut the cord. It was so cold and we needed to get them both in quickly and safely. As a nurse held open the delivery tray equipment for me, I clamped and cut the cord.
Gross.
Oh, I just don't think I'd be able to do that.
And the kid from the crowd.
Then I grabbed the baby and carried her inside so everyone else could help mom get out of the car. It'd be funny if everyone else forgot. Like, they're like, oh, let's get the baby inside.
Right.
Wait a minute. Who are we? Something's missing here.
Yeah. Can't put my finger on it. What is it?
It wouldn't be a diaper bag because they didn't.
No, it wouldn't be that. No, they parked outside.
The husband's right here. Maybe.
I had lunch. You had lunch?
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Coffee.
All right, we'll get back to it.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Someone snapped a picture of this.
Oh.
Like when the doctor turned with the baby.
Right.
That's good. Like everyone's helping the rush to help someone. It's like, I'm getting a picture.
Exactly. Oh, I have to capture this moment.
Mom was reunited with the baby soon after as she got into the ED. I don't like it being called ED. Sorry.
Yeah. Those ED wouldn't be
just
a baby.
Sounds like a problem.
There wouldn't be a baby if it was ED.
Ed.
The baby was doing well and didn't seem to have suffered any effects from the cold or the snow. So congratulations.
See that?
So, wow. Two different ends of the state. It was nutty yesterday.
Right, both cold.
Jazz and AJ News.
How do you dig out a major American city?
Shovel.
New Haven, New Britain, and Norwalk checking in. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. The worst is over. Bridgeport, New Haven, 15.2 inches. Danbury, 19 inches.
Wow.
Wow, good night.
Norwalk, 15.9 inches. Burlington, 18 inches. And Pomfret, sorry, you came up short 2 inches.
Well, I call it Pomfret. So.
Yeah. Let's go to New Haven Mayor Justin Elliker. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
So excited.
I'm doing okay. We got a lot of work to do now to clean up the snow. We had, like you said, around 15 inches, and we're going to be digging out for the foreseeable future here.
Has there been a moment of your term where you haven't had a lot of work?
There was one Saturday.
Walking around like, wow, there's really nothing to do.
I'm going
to
take a nap.
I didn't
realize there was no vacations in the job.
Yep.
So what, parking bans, you got everyone coming into Yale to work today. I think they're on a delay. What do you want folks to know?
Our schools are remote, public schools are remote only today.
Good.
And the parking ban is going to be in effect until further notice. We know we understand that people are anxious to park where they want, but it really helps us clear the streets, especially those narrow streets. And so still downtown and major snow routes, no parking on either side. And then in all residential streets, you cannot park on the odd side. So don't park on the odd side.
And a lot of people
start to get frustrated
side?
Now.
The side you're on.
Well, so the odd address of the house.
Oh, okay.
Right. Is that on the right? Is there...
Depends on the method? Street. Depends on the street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right. All right, so you got to find a number somewhere.
Look at the addresses. Look at the address of the house.
And see if you could evenly divide the number.
Right, I've seen two or three.
I get it.
Go with two side, yes.
Yeah.
Not three.
Wow, so your crews must have been working all night, right?
Yeah, and they're going to be working for a long time today, too. People start to get really frustrated now because, you know, they'll dig out their driveway and then the plow will come and plow it back in. And, you know, we've actually brainstormed a lot of ways to try to avoid that happening, and it's just one of the realities of storms.
No way you could do it.
Nope.
Yeah.
The other thing is I hear all the time, my street's the worst plowed street in the city from people all around the city. It's not possible that every street in the city is the worst plowed street in the city. We try really hard to clean every street. It's, you know, with limited resources, we do the best we can.
So your road.
People to be patient.
Where you live, that can't be the worst plowed, right? I think they're going to come up.
No street is the worst plowed street in the city.
If I'm driving a plow you're in my area,
uh-huh.
Your road's going to be very nice.
I'm going to catch every snowflake before it hits your house.
Pristine.
Well, unfortunately, I'm looking out front. It does not look really like that. I got that kind of attention.
All right.
I should have been on it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on and good luck today, Mayor.
Yeah, thanks for getting the word out.
All right.
No problem.
Mayor Elker in New Haven. Let's go down the highway there to Norwalk. Mayor Harry Rilling. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen, this morning?
Good. Y'all dug out yet?
You call us gentlemen. Cool.
Well, we're getting there. You know, it's very difficult. This is a protracted snowfall over many, many hours, and it just makes it that much more challenging.
15.9 inches, that's a lot for Norwalk. Normally, your Torringtons and your Litchfields get hit the hardest. You guys got it pretty good.
Three stacks?
Yeah, this was a big one. This was a big one, and this is the biggest we've had in a while, too.
So what do folks need to know in Norwalk?
Well, first of all, we'd like everybody to still stay off the streets. You know, we hope that people park in the driveway if they have a driveway. We provided parking in two of our municipal garages, free parking,
nice.
So that people could park their cars there.
That's cool.
Makes it that much easier for the plows to get through. Very challenging. I know I just heard Mayor Elker from New Haven. It is true. You plow your car out or you shovel your sidewalk, and along comes the plow and throws it right back on. But it's really virtually impossible for that not to happen.
Is there a law in Norwalk where if businesses don't shovel off their sidewalk within like 6 hours after the storm, they get fined?
Yes, and we do the best we can with that. Mainly, a lot of people will complain that a sidewalk in their neighborhood or a business has not been cleared. It's a 24-hour period after the snow stops that you have to clear off your walk.
24 hours, not bad.
That's
reasonable, yeah.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
All right, Mayor, anything else?
No, we still hope that people will stay home today. When you drive on the snow, if your road has not been completely cleared, it packs it down and makes it that much harder for the plow to get down underneath and get down to the asphalt. But, I think everybody did a great job. They stayed home. I was out yesterday checking on some of our streets. People were staying in, and it was a good day for our workers to get things done.
This, it's the plow drivers.
They do a great job, I'll tell you.
Great job.
They do.
All right. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Be safe. Mayor Harry Rilling of Norwalk. Now let's check in with New Britain, Mayor Aaron Stewart. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Do we have the audio from her Instagram? This is, we took the first 44 seconds.
I mean, she's
yesterday,
cursing.
We edited it down. Here it is.
It is snowing and snowing good. Trying to make my way from the front of the building down to the back.
That's scary when the mayor's trying to make it from one side of the building to the other.
Does she always narrate herself when she walks? I'm not going to the bathroom.
Yeah. The mayor is going to go into a meeting now.
I've had lots of coffee.
I'm going in to get a cup of coffee.
Right.
Now I'm putting cream in the coffee.
Most folks use a non-dairy creamer, but I prefer the dairy creamer.
The mayor likes a half a sugar in her coffee.
Oh, I see scones are available. I'm going to have a scone.
Does she narrate and talk about herself in the third person?
She does.
That's interesting.
She
though.
Does, yes.
We think it's a simple task, walking from one side of a building to another. Not in that snow yesterday.
No.
And Ashley, it's the last one we should talk. On a fire drill day, no snow on the
Perfect
ground.
Perfect weather, 78
nice sunny day.
Degrees.
She couldn't walk from one side of the building to the other without getting winded.
It's a big building.
You were sweating gravy.
You almost blew out a knee. Remember?
Here's more of that clip.
It's snowing pretty good out here, guys. Woo! It's pretty good. The wind is blowing. From the back of City Hall, I want to give you guys a quick update on our snowstorm operations. I don't have any tea for you guys today, but I'm here mayoring.
I'm mayoring.
I love it.
Right. Oh, that's a t-shirt.
I'm mayoring.
I'm here.
What you been doing? Mayoring.
Aaron I'm Stewart. Mayoring.
Mayoring.
And on my Facebook Live, somebody was doing, when I was doing the Facebook one, someone was doing burnouts in the front of City Hall in the snow, and they were commenting because I called them bro.
Bro.
What's up,
hey,
bro?
Hey, bro.
Dude, bro.
Oh, donuts in you front know, of City Hall. That's the come and get me.
Usually donuts are in City
game.
Hall. Yep.
Knock it off, bro.
Well, I was making my way from the front of the building to the back because I went on Instagram Live after I finished Facebook. And I had to get out of the front of the building because people saw that I was live. So they started driving by and doing all sorts of stupid stuff in City Hall. So I had to
And yet I got pulled over making a left-hand turn.
Right. You don't want to. Yeah, that's a good move, Mayor.
Needless to say, people really weren't staying off the roads as much as we would have liked yesterday in town. But things are rocking and rolling here. Where plow trucks have been working throughout the night. And it looks, you know, as long as every street is passable right now, we're happy. But still, be really safe and be careful when you're out there driving today. It's going to be messy for a while.
What's the mayor's comfort food? You know, snowstorm.
Comfort food?
Yeah,
comfort food.
Do you like chili? Mm. Phil was eating mac and cheese yesterday.
Chili in the
I was looking for pizza, but
idea.
I'm trying to be good. Like, right. What's your go-to?
I mean, in a snowstorm, it's got to be the classic chicken noodle soup.
Ooh.
But
gross. I had that yesterday.
Boring.
I dipped my grilled cheese in it.
That's when you have a cold.
Yes.
Come on, soup.
It's all about the grilled cheese, though, that goes with it.
Yeah, good God. Choice, Mayor.
Just a grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah, you dip it in the soup.
Screw the soup. Yeah.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Right.
Oh, my God. Try to live with a rabbit. I'm opening my cabinets. I'm like, it's all healthy food.
Oh, no.
What is going on?
Where's
I have
junk
to
food?
Do the comfort food shopping.
Right, you do.
Oh.
Where's the s'more stuff?
Yeah, where's all the good stuff?
Right. Where's the marshmallows?
Where's
opens
the Oreos? Up the cupboard. I see the mac and cheese picture with Phil, and I'm thinking of you having your mac and cheese with the little wieners.
Little hot dogs, yes.
And she goes into the cupboard and comes up with this little tiny plastic cup with a lid on it that's like healthy mac and cheese. I'm like,
healthy mac and cheese?
Throw that out.
What the hell is this?
Nobody wants
cheese?
That.
That's garbage.
That's a contradiction in terms.
All right, Mayor, anything folks need to know in New Britain?
You know, I think today is just going to be all about having patience while crews do their work to get everything cleaned up. It'll take some time for sure. There's, you know, over a foot of snow in every town across the state, except for Pomfret, I hear.
Pomfret, 2 inches.
What's your next video, Snow Angels?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, please.
I think she's done that
I did
already.
Do that a couple. Yeah. I did do that a couple of years ago, and people will not let me live that down.
Cannonball into a snowdrift.
All right, make a mac and make a grilled cheese. That's the next video.
Yeah, like
show us how you make your grilled cheese.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
No mustard.
Or you know what? Jump off a roof into a snowbank.
Exactly. Cannonball into it.
Just make sure there's not a swing set
right
in there.
Or a wood chipper.
All right, Mayor, thank
These are the
you.
Fun things.
Yeah,
hey, make sure you're having fun today in the snow day, too, though.
All right, Mayor Aaron Stewart, New Britain, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All you right.
too. Mayoring.
She's mayoring.
She's mayoring.
Oh, yeah, I should have said, get back to mayoring.
I like she said it and then she laughed.
Yeah.
Mayoring.
Yeah. Do you have adventure music handy?
Sure.
I think everyone had to deal with some kind of adventure yesterday, whether it be just driving.
Adventure.
Or shoveling or walking up a hill or doing something outside or just, just walking outside.
Yep.
I was going up a hill. I got behind a rear-wheel drive car.
Oh, rarity.
Going up a mountain. Is this adventure music?
I know.
I think it kicks in. Hold on. Let me...
I hope so.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a bank right now. Loans.
That's right. We're here to help you build the community.
Exactly.
Low interest rates, good service. Yeah, maybe I'll pass on the music.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Everybody else did.
Mm. I turn onto a road called Great Hill Road.
Oh.
Now, this sounds like, and now this is in the valley, where valley's known for hills. That's why it's called the valley.
But this is the Great Hill.
There are valleys. Right. So the Indians looked at this hill and said, there's some Great'em Hill'em.
Great Hill.
It's like,
someday some man can drive up here, rear-wheel drive, and not have
go up, smoke signals on Great Hill. Ah, why Great Hill?
Yeah, but they traveled.
Why do I got to go up Great Hill?
They went
that
hill to talk to the Great Spirit.
Oh, Jesus. AJ, this is a mountain. It has lots of twists and turns.
Oh.
Because there's no way you can go straight up this thing.
Chicane turns.
Yeah.
San Francisco style.
It is a mountain with a road on it.
Right.
And there's corners and there's rocks, so you can't see around the corners.
Oh, thrill-seeking. Wow.
Right.
Danger mountain.
And I thought I could go home like on flat ground and then up one horrible hill. Or
but
I could
no!
go up Great Hill and down. So I go up Great Hill. I get behind a car with rear-wheel drive.
Oh.
Going
oh, no.
up
oh,
a
no.
mountain.
What are you doing with that vehicle out in the snow?
Right.
Only
you got to stay
have.
Home.
Only
and I'm sure this person was thinking that all the way up. It was Fishtail City.
Oh, man.
And it's going around corners, sliding into the oncoming lane.
Oh, right. That's horrifying.
This person must have sweated out a pound of water. I was sweating for this person.
Right.
I'm hanging back because I know this is going to be a pinball game if someone hits this person.
Someone's going to ricochet this person.
Oh,
you're in the way.
I feel bad. They're trying everything to get it to go.
Right.
I feel bad for this
I
person.
Must try to get this hill.
And now I got the asshole right behind me with the SUV.
That was you?
Yep. Mike, do you see? Like, just look
ahead.
Look up.
Look ahead.
Because I'm not going up near that disaster.
Yeah, exactly. Look ahead.
Yeah.
Look ahead.
Yeah. That person's stressed enough. They don't need me. And I don't want to be a part of this thing when all hell breaks loose. So that was my adventure, getting up there. And then when this rear wheel drive gets to the top of the hill, they pull over, put their flashers on. I think it was because they just needed to take a breath.
Right. Yeah, I need a break.
They needed to peel their fingers off the steering wheel.
One by one.
Right.
Just got to regulate my heartbeat again.
Right, got to get my heart back together.
I'm going to have a Snickers.
Oh, God. You know, that was probably, if that road was 2 miles, those wheels spun the equivalent of 50.
Yes.
You know, they were spinning the whole
down,
time and just sliding.
Right.
Jeez. And AJ, your ride home was what? Just a...
No, it wasn't my ride home. It was getting all that snow off the truck.
You need a ladder.
For me, it was climbing up the truck and then getting the snow because you had to take all the snow off the vehicle. And I had like about a foot of snow on top of the roof.
It was nuts.
So I had to push. Yeah.
How do you... So I have one of those my mother-in-law gave me. I would never think of buying something cheesy like this.
What's that?
But I use it all the time and I love it. It's one of those, it's got a handle. It's like got a big, like, rubbery snow pushy thing.
Oh, like
thing.
A leaf rake? I mean, like a roof rake?
Yeah, it's a roof rake.
Like a squeegee thing.
And I pushed all the snow off of my car. I helped Ashley. I looked at your truck. I'm like, wouldn't it be nice if I pushed the snow off of AJ's truck?
And he said,
I'm like, I'm going to have to climb
how
on
do
top
I get
of
there?
My car to get to your truck.
In order to do it on mine, you have to open the driver's door, the passenger door, stand on the footrest.
Yeah, I get it.
And then push overhand to get everything off. Yeah. It's a great workout, though. My lats feel burning right now.
Oh, nice.
I'd be afraid. AJ's so particular sometimes, I'd be afraid to touch it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd want to help out.
Right. And then he would bitch and moan to himself.
I
touch my truck. Why you got to touch my truck?
I keep a broom in the bed.
To shoo people away?
No. No, it's your mom's ride. No, it's
hey,
get the snow off.
That's not nice. Get that back.
Her mom.
That's not nice. She likes you, AJ.
I'm from New York. She probably laughed.
We've seen the hat she's got. It's okay.
Yeah, really. That crooked finger.
Oh boy, it's time for dumbass news.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Dumbass. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Buddhist nun joins heavy metal band.
All right.
Mayo Ben is 50 years old.
Mayo?
A time. Yeah, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
Mao?
I'm thinking mayo.
Not mustard, mayo.
Mayo?
Yeah, I'm thinking Miracle Whip, but yeah.
M-A-O?
M-I-A-O.
That's mayo.
Mayo? Mayo?
Mio Mayo?
Let's see what Google Translate says.
Trying to have some fun on the bio.
You enjoy yourself.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm alone a lot.
You'll say the simplest things and laugh.
Hey, be nice to AJ Day.
Snowing out.
You enjoy yourself.
Be nice to AJ Day.
It is be nice to AJ Day.
Google says it's meow.
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 Like a big cat.
The cat said,
meow.
Meow.
What's your name?
Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Oh, it says meow.
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 Hey, yeah.
Is that right. Her now?
Thank you, Google.
Thank meow. You, meow.
Meow Ben is 50, a Buddhist nun who also sings lead for a local heavy metal band.
Wow. Cool.
It's good that the hairstyle works for both.
Yeah, really.
While her bandmates appear in goth makeup, grim reaper robes, and fake blood, she wears a traditional robe as she screams the songs, hoping to draw kids in to the faith through her music.
You gassy?
That's her?
No yep. way.
Yep.
That's a guy.
That's her.
That's her. I will tell you. There are times I have buttons I can press that will make Jennifer sound like that.
Yes. Hi, honey. How are
Don't
you?
Don't use them.
I am going to call you.
See, the key is take a big swig of beer before you sing. Now, it's yell for PBR.
I didn't text her back yesterday. She got in the car and she drove home. And, you know, she gets stressed out. I was stressed out driving home yesterday.
What did you do?
And she walks in the door. Apparently, she had a bad ride home. And she walks in the door and I hear...
Where's the lights go?
I didn't see your text, hon. Oh, how was your day?
I'll clean that dish in the sink. Hang on.
How did you know I left a dish in the sink?
Was she driving a rear-wheel drive vehicle up a hill yesterday?
No. She was like, that car sucks in the snow. I'm like, do you think it's the car?
Of course.
And then she said,
"Yeah."
Nothing. Fire came from her fingertips.
Yeah, her hair stands on end like Medusa.
Like fire starter.
Her
back
eyes
off.
Turn red.
Back
they
off.
Actually roll back, turn black, then red.
The walls bled.
A tail forms.
Right.
Then I said, you know, there's really no good snowstorm comfort food in the house.
I'll go get some.
I'll walk.
Chaz and AJ News.
Where do you even start when you're getting the security together for something as big as the Super Bowl? So we have a former Secret Service agent and a current executive vice president of safety and security for T&M USA LLC. It's linked up at the radio station website on the phone now. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Joe Russo. Let's start, Joe, with your experience with the Secret Service. What do you guys do? Because that would be a national disaster.
Can you tell us
right?
that, though?
That's a massive target. And then we'll talk about how you do it as a private security firm.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks again for having me.
You're welcome.
Just came in from shoveling about 2 feet of snow, so hopefully I have my breath here. Obviously, like everything we've been talking about, this Super Bowl will be much different than most in the past. because obviously there'll be a lot less people there. I think, you know, they're expecting 1/3 of the capacity of the stadium. The stadium, 65,000. I think they're going to have about 22,000 people in there. And of course, that's going to include about 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers who will receive free tickets for this game. So it's a great thing they're doing down there. You know, normally you'll have hundreds of thousands of people in Tampa, and they have in the past when they have hosted Super Bowls down there. But now they're looking at tens of thousands. So it's a much different mechanic for the security of this game. And as because of that, it's not going to be designated. Department of Homeland Security has not designated it as an NSSC, a National Special Security Event, which, like we talked about the inauguration, that was designated an NSSC, and the Secret Service takes the lead on that. In this particular case, it's a SEAR-1, it's a SEAR-1 DHS designation, which is number 2 on the priority list. And all that really tells you, when you peel it all away, is that the federal government does not take the lead on the security preparations, but they do offer assistance in the form of intelligence, assessing the risk for the event itself, and then providing any capabilities that might not be otherwise available for the local and state law enforcement. So in this particular case, Tampa Police and the Hillsborough County Sheriffs down there will have the lead on it. And as they have in the past, and everybody else will support them.
Man, if I'm a new president, I'm saying no to that.
Right.
That is not going to happen on my watch.
No,
Sheriff's Department?
Heck?
Wait, Florida?
What?
Oh, I've heard that dumbass news show. No way. We're in charge of this one.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll pass. Thank you.
In the past, when you were a Secret Service agent, were you guys involved in the Super Bowl? And then how does that start? You get everybody in the room and start saying, all right, give me ideas. Or how does that work?
Yeah, so any time that the event was designated as an NSSC, the Secret Service would take the lead on it. So we did do quite a few of them, especially post 9/11, as we mentioned last time in discussing the inauguration. After September 11th, especially immediately following, for the next year or two, all big events, to include the Super Bowl, Indianapolis 500, you know, all the big sporting events were considered and were designated NSSC. So the Secret Service was tasked with taking the lead on that. And I was involved in several events to include Super Bowls. And then when it's not an NSSC, but say the president was attending, which happened a lot, then the Secret Service would be involved in that portion of it, which would be planning.
Where do you even start with that one? Do you start running hotel guest names to see if anyone appears on one of those lists,
right?
Or they would never use their own name.
No.
So what's the point? Yeah.
No, what ends up happening is certainly, yeah, you do plenty of backgrounding. And, you know, it's interesting because we talked about it last time, which was President Bush's visit to Yankee Stadium in Game 3 of the World Series in October of 2001, right after 9/11. That was designated an NSSC, and I was the local lead Secret Service agent for that because I was in the New York field office, you know. So
wow.
We ended up putting, you know, over 70,000 people through magnetometers from the morning on that day. And what it entails is a complete sweep of the facility with explosive detection canine and other experts, and then having to secure every inch of that until the visit's over. So that's where it begins. You definitely do background checks on anybody who will be anywhere near the protectee or anybody else who's going to be there. And then you just make sure that venue's secure from the inside out, which, and when I say inside out, I mean, obviously the facility itself, the area around it, and of course everything else, airspace and all. So yeah. FAA gets involved, you know, they'll have a temporary flight restriction over that particular facility
for
the time
of
the event.
Joe Russo's on, former Secret Service top guy,
yeah,
and a current security guy, and we'll get to his involvement with a security firm at this year's Super Bowl in a second. But do you guys have like really cool gadgets?
Like the X-ray specs they have in carton, the comic books?
Like, do you have like the video camera that sections off like grids of the audience in a Yankee Stadium, and if anyone's acting weird, it like zooms in on them, and then you can like shoot them with a laser or
that'd
something?
Be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you shoot them with a laser, but certainly you use counter sniper and you cover all your high ground, which means there's people up on the top observing people with high powered binoculars and other stuff. They certainly use a lot more video now than we did then. And interestingly, I think, I'm not sure when it came into play, but there's a lot of counterterrorism enhancements, obviously, since 9/11. And one of them, I recall, the Department of Energy supplies a helicopter which measures the radiation levels in and around the arena. Huh. They fly a grid. So in this particular case, they'll fly a grid over Tampa. And basically what they're doing is gauging the radiation levels.
Wow.
In the air. They'll take a baseline and then they'll continually fly that. You'll probably see that up and above there. It's a very nondescript helicopter. It's a Bell helicopter, but it's up the entire time measuring radiation levels.
Huh. You know, it's amazing to me that seeing how Iraq, Iran have had these, you know, chemical weapons. Uh-huh. For so long,
right.
we used to have them back in the day. We used to use them,
like World War II.
But like one hasn't, because you know you need a little, just a little bit,
just a little bit. Yeah,
it's amazing to me that with all the problems we've, you know, we have a couple of enemies.
We do,
know?
Yeah. Wait, it's a couple,
right? I'm surprised. How do you stop that?
Big fan.
Well, you know, you really can't. You're right. You can't, because you know most of the explosive detection and weapons screening, like a magnetometer, for example, you know, most of those do not detect, you know, a chemical weapon that's not, you know, based out of metal or other stuff. So it'd be difficult to do that without searching everybody. But, you know, the NFL has the clear, they've always had the clear backpack since 9/11, which, you know, you cannot bring stuff into a stadium just in normal times, unless it's in a certain measured clear pouch that they could see everything in there.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean, you know, you can't have something in your pocket or elsewhere. But you're right. I mean, a lot of people are amazed over the years, like in the subway systems, in the train systems, especially in New York City, that, you know, that hasn't been done, you know, effectively. So, yeah, it definitely is surprising. I mean, you do everything you possibly can to deter that. But at the end of the day, you're right. If somebody has really bad intentions and wanted to sneak something, you know, that small and that impactful into an event, they could.
Was there a Super Bowl? I remember when Whitney Houston sang the national anthem. We had just gone to war, and I'm guessing that this is way before 9/11. I'm guessing that was a high security deal or whatever. Has there been one since 9/11? Well, there was Yankee Stadium that you went to, but was there a Super Bowl where you guys were like, man, we better watch this one?
Well, there were several after that were designated as NSSEs, and predominantly because the president or vice president attended. So anytime the president was attending over the years following 9/11, you know, the Secret Service was going to be involved anyway. And Department of Homeland Security, which came into effect, obviously, after 9/11, they decided for the most part for any of those Super Bowls to designate them as NSSEs because the Secret Service is going to be involved. Why not let them be the lead? So, yeah, several of them after. You know, the MetLife Stadium, what was that, back in 2014, you know, where they had the Super Bowl in the first cold weather venue ever, and they got very lucky, if you guys remember, right? So the whole week it was about minus two below zero. And then, of course, game night, it was 50 degrees in MetLife Stadium. And then the next day they had a blizzard. Nobody can get out of New York and New Jersey. So that was a designated NSSE. I happened to be in the private sector then, obviously, in 2014. But we, TNM, were the security coordinators for the Super Bowl host committee. So we provided the security planning and implementation for all the events surrounding the Super Bowl up until the game. But the game itself was considered a NSSE.
Isn't this the firm that you want to hire?
Like, yes.
This is
yes.
the guy?
Exactly.
Like, we wouldn't be good people.
No, we're not.
You must have intense focus, right? I'll look at AJ and we're talking about something and I'll see him look up at the television.
Right.
You know,
I'm surveilling.
What's on the TV?
I'm surveilling things.
Right? You can't have us.
I'm surveilling the
doing
weather.
Doing work for you.
Yeah, you can't be like watching the game either. Like, you can't even really know what's going on.
So
or
you Phil's can't out think then. Of like, you know what?
Be yeah, good. Exactly.
It fills out then.
For tonight, mac and cheese. That sounds good.
Right.
Right.
Like, you have to have
focus.
Intense
right.
concentration.
Discipline.
Mm-hmm. Is there a test for that?
Well, I think that's, you know, a product of being a Secret Service agent, certainly, and other agencies. You know, that's you're right. I don't recall any plays or anything that happened during any of those games where I was working in that capacity, especially Yankee Stadium, right? So I don't even remember that game.
Yeah, you hear the crowd go nuts. You can't turn around.
Right, what happened?
It could be go time.
Yeah, what happened?
While they're screaming, something could be going on right now.
Yeah,
there's too much, you know, you're worrying about too much. Not worrying, but you're concerned about a lot of things. Obviously, you're responsible for the safety and security of all those people in there watching the game.
They're there for a whole other
reason. And, of course, the president on the field who had a ballistic jacket on when he threw out the first pitch. And, of course, you know, the famous story that he was underneath the bleachers there warming up. And Jeter was right next to him taking some swings before the game. And he went over to say hello to President Bush and said, hey, you know, Mr. President, I noticed you're not throwing from the mound. This is the Bronx. If you don't throw from the mound, they're going to boo you. And so the president moved back underneath the bleachers and started throwing from back there. And then, of course, the rest is history.
But he also, he turned around. He goes, but don't bounce it. And then he left.
Yeah, don't bounce it. That's right. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. And I think I told you guys last time, you know, there was an umpire in close proximity to President Bush, and that happened to be a Secret Service agent that we dressed up as an umpire.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Ah.
You can tell because he had good calls.
Tricky.
You had good calls. Think of anything. Everything. All right, Joe, thanks for coming on. Thanks for your service to the country.
Yes, thank
We're
you.
Linked up to TNM USA LLC on the radio station website. And you know what? You get to, are you going to enjoy the Super Bowl, or are you working in some capacity?
No, you know, we have a few of our clients that are attending, but very few, not like every year. Normally, during a Super Bowl, we'll rent a year before, like next week, we'll rent vehicles in the next city that the Super Bowl will be hosted in. Because, you know, you got to get them early on. So we rent about 20 or 30 Suburbans for next year.
Nice.
In that city. And we keep them on rent and keep them on the leash until we can release them. But this year we actually released a lot of them because we don't have a lot of clients attending, certainly.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys, have a good day. Watch out in the snow there.
All right. Yeah, you too. Be careful. Oh, man, that's so cool.
What does he know about the snow? Why does he tell us that?
Yeah, is that a code word for some bad guy? Watch out for the snow.
Snow.
Right. Super Bowl Sunday. We need comfort food. What are you making? What's your meal?
What are you doing?
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. I just posted that mac and cheese that Jennifer showed me yesterday. This is the most comfort food we had in the house yesterday. Besides peanut butter and jelly, no bread, no English muffin on a wrap.
Oh no, I'm healthy, so sorry.
On a healthy wrap that is not mac and cheese.
No, I'm
microwavable.
No,
right.
Yeah. Hey.
I thought they spelled cheese wrong, but it's just cut off.
Chez macaroni and cheese.
They probably couldn't legally call it cheese.
maybe I wrote it.
Deluxe shells and cheese.
Right. It's not a milkshake. It's a shake because there's no milk in it whatsoever.
I love
right.
your caption. You answered your own question.
That's right.
Hashtag no.
No. Is this mac and cheese? No.
No.
Karen in Middletown.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for holding.
Yeah, no problem. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine.
Yes, please.
Okay. So it's a pretty easy recipe, actually.
Can't wait to hear it.
it's an old recipe, so it kind of goes along a little bit with the chef that was just on.
Okay.
But it's a much simpler one.
When do we start to hear it? We're only
right
on until
now.
10. Right now.
Right now.
All right.
So casserole elbows is the secret. You don't use those little dinky little elbows because those don't hold squat. You have to get the big ones.
I'm not sure if I want squat.
And they're called casserole elbows.
Casserole
no squatting
elbows.
In the mouth.
Right, casserole. Right.
Okay, not the little ones, the big ones.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You want the big
and it says
noodle.
Casserole elbows right on the box.
Okay.
I think it's Ronzoni makes it.
All right, what do you think about those little wagon wheel things that Ashley uses?
Well, that would probably be okay if I was 10.
Right.
Thank you.
Excuse me. They are not
the same thing.
They are not in the children's section.
No.
They're Barilla Pasta in the shelves with everything else.
What children's section do they sell pasta in?
I'm just saying. You
like
can
right
get,
next to the Gerbers?
You can get little airplanes and trains and stuff like that. The wagon wheels are with everything else.
Everyone knows the dinosaurs here are the best ones
Ashley,
to have.
Adults don't eat wagon wheels.
Listen. The cheese gets stuck in the spokes.
Cheese.
And it's delicious.
All right.
Cheese.
So
you get stuck in your throat in a second.
Okay.
So after we end up getting the casserole elbows, then you end up having a bowl, like maybe a 2 or 3 quart casserole bowl. Spray it with like cooking spray, butter spray.
Yeah.
You spray the bowl so it doesn't stick. Okay?
Right.
Smart.
Then, huh?
Okay.
I said that sounds schmott.
Don't confuse
me. Oh, okay.
Don't confuse
me. Yeah, schmott. Yeah, we're schmott. Yeah. And then
I like you.
I like you too. Not like in a funny way. Two squares of cheese.
You should have your own cooking show.
Yes!
Wait, second, not watch it.
You can come on right after Ashley's.
Right.
Hers is 30 seconds. Yours right. is 5 hours.
Yeah.
Same meal.
But I love you, man.
I love you, too. All right, go ahead.
So, two squares of extra sharp white Cracker Barrel cheese. Freeze it. When it comes out of the freezer,
cheese?
You crumble it.
Okay.
You freeze it, yes. And then you crumble it into the macaroni and cheese, into the macaroni. Once the macaroni's cooked, it crumbles into the macaroni. And
you
use
how do you cut the
real
cheese
butter.
If it's frozen?
Very simple.
You have to thaw it out. No, you thaw it out. My bad. I forgot that little little step in the middle there. Yeah,
okay.
Thawing it out.
Right. Yeah, you got to pull
it
for a cup of cheese. Right.
Then crumble
thaw it. Out.
Yeah, then cut the cheese.
Crumble it.
Right.
Okay? And you use real butter, like one stick of butter should do it.
Oh, yeah. If
and
I
you
butter,
cut it,
about
you
it.
Put macaroni, you layer it. So mm-hmm. it's macaroni, crumbled cheese, butter. Macaroni, crumbled cheese, butter. You
macaroni,
don't need breadcrumbs. You don't
butter.
Need eggs.
Macaroni, crumbled cheese, butter.
Macaroni, crumbled cheese, butter.
Sorry.
She's like, I held for a half an hour
for these three idiots.
For these people.
Then you use when you end up going and putting because you're going to need milk.
What
you can use
that?
You can use 2% milk to end up going and putting milk in it, and then you put the milk in so you can see it on the sides of the bowl.
Okay,
inside
oh
the
my
bowl,
God.
Like cereal. Yeah,
yeah, ooh. But it's really important because if you don't have enough milk in there, it's not going to be cute. It's not going to be nice.
Right. And you cut the cheese.
It's
going
to be nice. What's
yeah,
gonna,
you're going to have to.
Gonna
well, no, you're
me?
Crumbling the cheese, not cutting the cheese.
After I eat all this food,
hey,
I'll be cutting the cheese.
Bastard.
You got butter, you got milk and cheese. I'm definitely cutting the cheese at this.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is
and then you're going to bake it in about a 400 oven for about 45 minutes to an hour, give or take. Depends on your oven.
Right.
Wow.
And the top will crust. Don't cover it. You leave it open.
Right, leave it on some crust.
Okay, so no Ritz crackers, which I'm...
No Ritz crackers, no eggs. You don't need anything to hold it together except that crumbled cheese. Oh, and don't rinse the macaroni.
Don't rinse it.
Don't
what
rinse
do you mean?
It. Leave it starchy.
Just colander it and then throw it back in the pan.
Yeah, because you as
don't
matter
rinse
of fact,
down
when you're
water.
Cooking it, you want it even beyond al dente.
Yeah.
Beyond.
Oh, right.
Wow.
That's just cooked, I think.
Wasn't that Disney Child album?
Yeah, like you're
going to
cook it for like maybe 2-3 minutes. You just basically flip it around in the water and pretty much that's it.
Flip.
Al Dante. What's his last name?
Dante is his last name.
Al Dante Macaroni.
You know, like we were talking to a Secret Service agent, and I was like, well, we'd never be able to do that. And I thought, well, mac and cheese we could do. And now I'm like, no, we can't.